checking on something here for you. Just checking on something here. So, it's funny how the left comes out. Bill Barr cannot be trusted. You know, Bill Barr is looking for an investigation, and Donald Trump clearly wants this guy. Donald Trump has no interest whatsoever in Jeffrey Epstein being killed. Bill Clinton, on the other hand, would have a great interest in that. What a convenient suicide for some folks, except that anybody connected to this guy is going to get tagged. If there are diaries on Pedophile Island, if they do find diaries inside of this safe down there on the island, FBI is crawling all over the place. Golf carts that came ashore yesterday, lots of pictures, lots of video. I don't care if it's a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or the Pope. Anybody connected to this guy, that there is credible evidence of interaction of human trafficking, deviant sexual behavior with minors, I don't care. They must be held to account, period. There is no wiggle room here. Anybody that this investigation bears out must be held to account, must be held to the highest level of account. And that's exactly what Attorney General William Barr said yesterday. He took time out from a stop he was making to talk about the Jeffrey Epstein case. He is appalled by everything that happened, and he is outraged by what happened. But he said, do not think for a second that the Department of Justice will just say, well, the case is over. Absolutely not. Bite number four with the Attorney General. Bite four. Go.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner. We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation. The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability. But let me assure you that this case will continue on against anyone who was complicit with Epstein. Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
We hope that to be true. We hope the victims do, in fact, get justice for everything that has gone on here. Because this went on for 25 years. For 25 years, maybe longer. But those islands in the U.S. Virgin Islands were purchased more than 20 years ago. So we know that it's gone on down there for at least 20 years. Epstein's palace in Manhattan, it's gone on there for years as well. Plus his place in Paris, his place in Florida. He has places all over. And Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman who was his friend, who allegedly procured the young women for Jeffrey Epstein's appetite, sexual appetite, she has disappeared into the wind a little bit. She hasn't been accounted for. So we'll stay on top of this story in the days to come. A couple other things I want to cover here. Joe Biden's gaffes piling up in a way that the Democratic Party is concerned. Joe Biden's campaign is concerned. It seems that every one of these problems seems to amplify the previous one. Poor kids are just as talented as white kids. Those kids in Parkland High School coming up to see me when he wasn't even vice president. Confusing the shootings in El Paso and Dayton for Houston and Michigan. And it just makes you think, and the president has said that Joe Biden isn't playing with a full deck. I don't think that's fair because I think that insinuates crazy. I don't think he's crazy, but I don't think he's as sharp as he once was. I don't think he's playing at full capacity. He looks fatigued. He looks tired. He's not quick on his feet. It's bumbling Joe. It's bumbling Joe Biden. He's rumbling, mumbling, bumbling, you know, because he is not capable, I don't believe, of making a complete campaign stop without some sort of a misstatement or a gaffe or a problem in messaging. Think about that. Think about that. No way to get the messaging out without making a mistake. And as these gaffes pile up, it brings into question whether or not Biden is, in fact, up for the job. The president has said he is not. He continues to lead in the polls. In fact, where are we this morning? I'll tell you right now where we are in the polls. Joe Biden nationally at 30.8%. In Iowa, he's plus 9 over Elizabeth Warren, 25 to 16%. In New Hampshire, it's just plus 5, though, over Bernie Sanders, 24 to 19. So all of these margins have shrunk dramatically. With every gaffe put forth by Joe Biden, the race gets tighter. The race gets closer. And then you have to ask yourself, if Joe Biden prevails, if Joe Biden prevails in this process to become the standard bearer for the Democrat Party, does he have what it takes to win? I mean, ask your friends that are Democrats, hey, do you like Joe Biden? He's all right. That's what you get. They're not like, yeah, man, I'm going to vote for that guy. I love what he says about this and this. And Joe's for the man, and Joe's for the good guy, and Joe's for the working man. Don't hear that. You hear, you know, I'd vote for him. You know, he's all right. He's all right doesn't get people elected. Barack Obama, like him, dislike him. Donald Trump, like him or dislike him. It wasn't, they're all right. No, I'm going to vote for that guy. I'm on the Trump train. I'm on the Obama train. Whatever. People were excited to vote for those people. Not so Joe Biden. 25 after. It's a Tuesday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.